An advisor to the federal government says the long-term nature of immigration detention in Australia is causing asylum seekers permanent harm. Migration consultant Kaz Coleman says even if both sides of politics are committed to offshore processing, there needs to be a serious debate about expanding community detention and care within Australia. Naomi Woodley reports from Canberra.
Kaz Coleman is a migration consultant and a member of the Council for Immigration Services and Status Resolution. It provides advice to the Immigration Minister, Chris Bowen. She also sits on the Detention Health Advisory Group. Kaz Coleman says as long as asylum seekers arrive in Australia, there needs to be attention to the best way to process their claims onshore.
Well, there needs to be a serious look at the way we use detention. There also needs to be some serious attention paid to the capacity in the community to care for asylum seekers. Last year, the Minister for Immigration, Chris Bowen, announced an expansion of the community detention program. And since that time, there's been 2,000 referrals from a closed detention environment to a community care environment. However, there are questions about how far and wide that program can be developed without creating detrimental effects on the program itself, or, for instance, housing availability for vulnerable Australians. We have a housing shortage in this country. We need to look at how we could do community care well. We need some good and serious thinking and more than likely some serious investment in community-based infrastructure.
Kaz Coleman says the health and security checks that are required when an asylum claim is first lodged shouldn't require long periods in detention.
One of the challenges about mandatory detention is that, in essence, the mandatory part of mandatory detention is not the problem. The problem is the long-term nature of it. Just yesterday, the Yarra Institute released research that shows that people who've been in long-term detention can be permanently damaged with their mental health status and their physical health status. That means that when you're looking at effective outcomes of an asylum processing system, those people are damaged for life. They are future Australian citizens, and the Australian health system will have to take a greater burden as a result of that damage to those people.
We've got both political parties committed to offshore processing, but effectively it can't happen at the moment. Is onshore processing the only viable option available to policymakers in the future?
There are certainly a number of pieces of the challenge of asylum within our region. One is looking at how people arrive in Australia and how we process them. But the other is looking at why they move to Australia, the conditions that they have in the countries in which they transit. And we must look at all those pieces of the challenge in order to address it.
In your view, is Nauru a viable option? Is Malaysia a viable option?
One of the advantages of Malaysia was it was engaging with a transit country, a country that has 95,000 asylum seekers, that struggles with that arrival rate, that Australia offered support through the UNHCR, offered increased resettlement to Australia. There are a number of parts of that agreement that were very good policy in terms of engaging with the region. The challenge with locations like Nauru and Manus Island or PNG is that those countries are not transit countries. Any investment we make in those countries does not affect the overall regional movement of asylum seekers. In effect, it doesn't create better protection space or asylum seekers wherever they are. It's simply a movement to another country to process, and what we know from the last experience of that is that a majority will move and be resettled to Australia anyway.
She says if either side of politics continues to pursue offshore processing, their focus should be on the countries in our region which shoulder the greatest burden of hosting asylum seekers.
Naomi Woodley in Canberra.